Bashash and Netnissa Yisrael Arvitz, that when we came into Eretz Yisrael, so we became obligated in three additional mitzvahs. To appoint a king, to build the Beis HaMikdash, and to eradicate Amalek. Building the Beis HaMikdash is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So the Rambam, at the beginning of the Hilchos Beis HaBechira, defines the Beis HaMikdash as a bias, which is muchan hakvavas kavanas. It's a place. It's a house which is consecrated for the purpose of bringing kavanas. V'chavigin elav shalosh pamim bashana, and it's the address for aliyah l'regel. It's the address for the pilgrimage on the shalosh regalim. So that's what defines the Beis HaMikdash. It's a makom of Hakadosh Kavanos, and also for the Yias Ponim. So it stands to reason that if we can appreciate a little bit the significance of Hakadosh Kavanos, so that will give us some insight into the Beis HaMikdash. Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Vayikra, explains that Sefer Vayikra is referred to as Torah's Kohanim. So parts of Vayikra are self-evident why they belong in the Chumash, which is defined as Torah's Kohanim, such as Vayikra, Tzav, all the halachos of Kavanos. We understand why these parshios are positioned, are placed in Sefer Vayikra. But in some cases, the connection is less obvious. And in particular, one example is Parshas HaMoedos, Parshas Amor, Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what's that doing in the Chumash of Torah's Kohanim? So the Ramban writes, the Acher Echein, the Ramban goes through Sefer Vayikra, explaining how everything pertains to the theme, to the overarching theme of Torah's Kohanim. And the Ramban writes, "Va'acher echein hiskir mitzvus Hashem u'moedei Hashem ba'avu hakorban. K'mo she'nema elu moedei Hashem, asher tikru osom migroi kodesh, lahakriv isha l'Hashem, olo mincha zavach v'nesach v'dvayom v'yomo." The Ramban says, since there are additional korbanos on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so that's why Shabbos and Yom Tov are included in the Chumash of Torah's Kohanim. So what one sees clearly and very, very powerfully from the Ramban is that Kavanos Musaf, the other additional Kavanos that you have in Yom Tov and some in Yom Tov as well, are not something tangential to Shabbos and Yom Tov, not even a self-contained element. But the Kavanos are a defining, perhaps the defining, dominant feature of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because otherwise, the Tafel shouldn't be dictating to the Ikar. If Kavanos on Yom Tov are one self-contained element of Yom Tov, so we take a lulav and we sit in the sukkah and we're nizr on Isser Malacha. So all of that doesn't dictate the placement of Yom Tov in the Torah. It's the fact that there are additional kavanos on Yom Tov. So, but the question is, a handful of kohanim, okay, not literally a handful, kohanim, shmor, shavos, a few kohanim, relatively speaking, are involved in bringing the kavanos. How does that define Yom Tov for millions of Jews, midon by Be'er Sheva, anywhere, everywhere in the globe? How is their Yom Tov, how is their Shabbos defined by the Hakavas HaKorbanos in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So what is Shabbos and Yom Tov about? Obviously there are crucial differences, but for our purposes there is one common denominator. Yom Tov, of course, has a mitzvah simcha. Everyone agrees the Shalosh Regalim. Very possibly the Yom and Naron as well. Yom Tov has a mitzvah simcha. So if you're told to be sameach, you can artificially smile, you can even artificially dance, but to genuinely be happy, you have to be happy about something. You can't just be happy. You have to be happy about something. You win the lottery, you're happy. You have to be happy about something. So what is it that we're happy about on Yom Tov? We paskin that the way we express and observe the Simchas Yom Tov is Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Lachem. That half the day is devoted to Tefillah and Talmud Torah, and half the day is devoted to the festive Seudas Yom Tov. So what does that represent? So Moshel Ma'adov Adom. Let's say you have a couple happily married. So they go out to a restaurant three times a year. They go out once on his birthday, once on her birthday, and once on their anniversary. So for her birthday, they go to a salad bar. That's what she likes. On his birthday, he says, don't bug me with that green stuff. They go to a place that serves steak. So what are you going to do on the anniversary? You can't go to the salad bar. He's an equal partner to the celebration. You can't just go to the steak restaurant. You're going to have to find a restaurant that has both the steak and the salad bar. Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem, Yom Tov, the content, the essence of the Simcha is a celebration of the special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, again, not minimizing all the crucial differences between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov, but not Risha Shabbos Hayav Misa. The Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu afforded by Shabbos is something which is reserved for Klal Yisrael. Non-Jews not only are not obligated on Shabbos, they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Noch Risha Shabbos is Eschayiv Misa. The Beis HaMikdash, with its Avodas HaKavonos, expresses and reflects that special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the focal point of Shabbos and Yom Tov. A Jew may be in any place, Midon or Be'er Sheva, or for that matter, anywhere from New York to New Zealand. And yet, the knowledge that there's a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim on Har HaBayis, that Beis HaMikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, told us to build, where the Hashras HaShchina is, the Shekhinah Sidrashu, that there are korbanos being offered. So that defines one's Yom Tov, again, anywhere, everywhere on the globe. A person has the sense that I belong to that special, elect, select people, to that Am HaNivchar, to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Beis HaMikdash, on whose behalf the Korbanos Tzibur are being offered. As I observe Yom Tov, as I celebrate, as I observe Shabbos, as I celebrate Yom Tov, those korbanos are being offered. But the Beis HaMikdash expresses and reflects that special relationship not simply in a symbolic manner, but in a substantive manner. Relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Yaakov bachar lo kor, Yisrael is filoso, bechira, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, it signifies an eternal choice. So Klal Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar eternally. Whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or whether there's no Beis HaMikdash, there always is, always will be, a special relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that constant notwithstanding is also a variable. Relationships can have high points, they can have low points. The relationship is still there, but that doesn't mean that the graph is represented by a plateau. They can be high points. They can be low points. A relationship can be there. It can be thriving. Or it can be strained. The presence of the Beis HaMikdash means that the relationship is at a high point. The relationship is thriving. The absence of the Beis HaMikdash means that that relationship is subdued. But let's try to understand a little bit what that means, that the relationship is subdued. The Sanhedrin, who were the pillar of Torah Sheba'al Peh, so they were located in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki mitziyam teitzei sod dvar Hashem mirushalayim. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that says the celebration, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Beis HaMikdash, was given that name, Shemishon Shoavin Ruach HaKodesh, that they used to draw Ruach HaKodesh from there, from the Mikdash, from the celebration. Torah comes from the Beis HaMikdash. Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, comes from the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of going up to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, V'achalta Shem Z'man Tilmad V'yira Es Hashem Elokecha, Yira Shemayim is anchored in the experience of Mikdash. As we just saw in the Ramban, Shabbos, Yom Tov, the absence of the Beis HaMikdash is not something which can be compartmentalized. It's not something self-contained. When the Beis HaMikdash is missing, everything is incomplete. And everything is compromised. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, as the Amar Nifar, is a constant. But the relationship is at a low point. And everything is incomplete without the Makom HaMikdash. That's why we mourn the Mikdash. And that's why we hope and we pray for the restoration in Her of the Yomim.
Right now.